I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She's the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she is sitting in for Rob DeWalt. Speaking of the arts, neither Rob nor Robert make it today.
That's right.
And I thought, who knows about the arts?
Yeah, Diane, but they Karp. Are enormously large shoes.
To fill.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Well.
So
you've got enormously large feet.
I have an enormously large mouth. My feet are not so big. So we're gonna give it a real try.
Excellent. Well, there's always so many things to talk about, and I usually start off talking about the cat of the week. Speaking of the arts, this is not the arts at all, but Valentine's Day is a good time to adopt a sweetheart kitty, a sweetheart of a kitty from Felines and Friends, which is a local cat rescue organization. And that cat in the background, channeled by Diane Karp, is called Cher. Actually, Cher and her daughter Schizo, I kid you not, are this week's featured cats. They're mother and daughter. They're very closely bonded. They need to find a home together. They would be happiest in a quiet home with no small children. If you're interested in adopting Cher and Schizo, call 505-316-2281 or at email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
And now our feline conscience has been salved, and we can talk about other things.
The arts.
The arts. The arts indeed.
So you've been sitting here for the last 45 minutes highlighting the Paso Tiempo.
I have.
What's
going on? I've
been
having a very good time. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And I thought that there are lots of ways to go about this. We could sort of get organized and talk about what's happening on tonight and give people a sort of direct sense of what they should be thinking about.
Yes.
For instance, tonight, Eric Bibb and Guy Davis are performing at the Lensic, and these are two young blues singers who are extraordinary, and they come not out of that sort of rugged, mean, angry world that often built our blues singers, but they come from
the suburbs?
Lineage. No, great, great lineage, and lineage that's kind of astounding, and I think it in many ways informs who they are. Eric Bibb is the son of Leon Bibb, who's a very famous blues singer, but it gets even better, and I learned so much from this wonderful article in the PASA. PASA's writing on the arts is getting better and better and better.
That's awesome.
And it's really wonderful to be able to focus and thank them publicly for the sort of excellence of the writing. But Eric Bibb is not only the son of Leon Bibb, his grandfather was his uncle was part of the Modern Jazz Quartet, which we older folks all grew up on. John Lewis, a brilliant, brilliant jazz musician. And his godfather was Paul Robeson.
Wow.
So talk about lineage. And then you get Guy Davis, who is Ozzie Davis's and Ruby Dee's son, a performer. He's been in theater, he's been on TV, he's been on television as well. And these are two of what they call the next generation bluesmen, but they're phenomenal. And they're performing tonight at the Lensic, so I thought that would really be an important thing for us to talk a little bit about.
Excellent. That is very important, and there's so many things to do tonight. Also tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, investigative journalist Sally Denton, whom we talked to the other day, will be giving a presentation of her book, The Plots Against the President, FDR, A Nation in Crisis, and the Rise of the American Right. And I'll be there, too, doing a little bit of Q&A with Sally Denton.
Awesome.
And then at Collected Works Bookstore, also here in Santa Fe, on Sunday from 1 to 4, there will be a Crochet in the Round workshop with designer Deborah Grossman. Students will learn the standard method of making a uniform circle and all sorts of good things. Called 505-988-4226 to reserve a space in that class. And if all that weren't enough, there is a community dialogue tonight at the Hotel Santa Fe from 5 to 7 called Resisting the Politics of Fear, the Connection Between Anti-Immigrant Legislation and the Struggle for Civil Rights. And we talked on this show this week to Scott Douglas, who is from Alabama, and he is the director of the Greater Birmingham Ministries there, and Senator Steve Gallardo from Arizona. He's a state senator there, and both of them are in states that have passed really draconian anti-immigrant laws and are just horrified about what those laws have done to their state. So they will be at the Hotel Santa Fe from 5 to 7 tonight, and they will also be at 10 o'clock this morning at the Rotunda at the state capitol doing an event and conversation there. So check it out. That's all sponsored by Somos Un Pueblo Unido, which is on the web at somosunpueblounido.org.
And one of the most important organizations in town.
They're fabulous. Keeping
us out of the depths of despair that Arizona is living through.
Yeah.
Another really interesting thing tonight is an opening at James Kelly Contemporary. It's the work of Olli Shavonen, and he's a wonderful abstract minimalist painter. Very thoughtful, very elegant work. Definitely worth checking out there on the rail yard. The Santa Fe Community College has an opening of their Superstore, which is an installation by Luke Dorman. Luke is really, really
gifted artist.
Young artist here in Santa Fe, does amazing drawings, and that's another must-see. And if you can't get to all these openings, these things are going to be up for weeks. Please get by and check them out. We need to support both our local artists as well as the amazing ones that we bring in. The Arcos Dance Company is going to be performing both tonight and tomorrow night, and that's at the Performance Space on Pacheco Street. And Benchwarmers, our short plays, are once again being presented here at our very sweet, very dear Santa Fe Playhouse. It's one of the most wonderful little theaters
it is
I've
indeed.
Ever been in. Philadelphia has a tiny little theater like that. And the best things are experienced there. So check out Benchwarmers both tonight and tomorrow.
Now, at El Museo Cultural, there's an exhibition of the roots and culture of the African diaspora, new works and performance art by Greta Chapin McGill and Issa Nyafaga. And Issa Nyafaga is from Cameroon, wonderful artist. And there's a reception today from 5 to 7. And Art for Health Benefit Performance is coming up on the 24th of February, and we'll talk about that closer to that time. But
Issa was a resident at the Santa Fe Art Institute. That's how he came to Santa Fe. And
okay.
We did this through an organization called Free Dimensional that matches up artists and writers that are in jeopardy or in dangerous situations around the world.
Which he
and
indeed
Issa,
was.
And Issa was a cartoonist who made some pretty pointed and powerful cartoons about the government in Cameroon. And after being arrested and beaten and rearrested, everybody decided maybe he needed to leave town. And so he came to the Santa Fe Art Institute and spent 3 months living and working here and has decided Santa Fe is his place.
Yeah,
and
he's
we
here
are
a lot.
So lucky to have him here.
He's a wonderful person, a wonderful artist, and he's always doing these performances to collect money to buy wheelchairs and crutches and over-the-counter
medical equipment and supplies to take to his village, which is
back to Cameroon.
A small village in Cameroon that you can only reach by foot.
Yeah, but he takes these things back. Last time he went back, I saw him like the day before he left, and he said, "Do you have anything that you want to send?" And so I went to Walgreens and bought about a whole bunch of just toothbrushes and Advil.
We've all done that. And one of the things that I like to do is to collect the soaps and the shampoos and the conditioners and the body washes and things whenever you go anywhere.
Those little bottles.
Those little bottles are really wonderful. They're also really wonderful to give to the emergency shelters and to the youth shelters.
Idea.
So when you go to hotels, you've already paid for them. Take them.
Yeah.
And then bring them home and drop them off. It's wonderful how little gestures really matter.
Okay, I've got a couple of them here. At the Travel Bug Bookstore on Sunday, Fred Goldberg shares his vision for a new world economy with host David Bacon. Fred Goldberg is from Brandeis University, has taught at all sorts of universities. And check out the Travel Bug because they've got a whole reading series over there. And then On Thursday at the Whole Foods Community Room, Cooking for the Occupations, Elect to End Hunger and Poverty. So this is Food Not Bombs co-founder Keith McHenry talking about cooking for the Occupy movement.
And something that's happening on Monday at the School for Advanced Research is a wonderful poetry and musical performance. Konko Maidu poet Janice Gould is going to be reading her poetry. She's phenomenal. She's a two-spirit Native, and she'll be performing with Joy Harjo as well.
Nice.
Which is quite wonderful, and we rarely sort of hear much about what goes on at SAR, and I think that people need to know more of the brilliant people that are there working.
Yeah, there's not only, I mean, we had Dean Falk the other day talking about the lecture that happened last night about fossil skulls.
Yes.
and things like
that.
Yeah,
it used to be just American, Native American art, but they've changed from the School of American Research to the School of Advanced Research.
Right.
And so there's a broad sort of exploration that goes on
international
there.
International archaeology, anthropology.
And literary and art as well, which is quite wonderful. Obviously, on Wednesday coming up the 15th is Michael Ondaatje.
Yes.
Who's going to be reading at the Lensic. And, you know, just a shout out to the Lannan Foundation.
I know, it's sold out.
But, you know, you can always go. There are people that buy the tickets that don't get to use them. There's always a chance of getting another one. But
yeah,
the richness of what the Lannan Foundation provides for this community is just,
it's unbelievable.
One of the greatest of gifts.
On Sunday, from 1 to 4, Marguerite Bagshaw is opening an exhibition called Breaking the Rules. And from 1 to 3, Native American dance performances by the Oak Canyon Dancers. At 2 o'clock, a lecture called Women's World by Marguerite Bradshaw. And she is apparently part of something which is fairly rare, which is a dynasty of female Native American artists, painters.
And not just a rare dynasty, not that it is rare. This is one of the great New Mexican dynasties. There was a dynasty that came out of Santa Clara that was Helen Hardin, who's her mom. And even more importantly for me personally, one of my favorite painters, it was Pablita Velarde.
Yeah.
And Pablita Velarde was one of these women who said, no one's going to stop me. And this was 70 years ago.
Right.
And she had this brave, bold vision of being a painter in a Pueblo environment where painting was a man's job. And she went off to the, if I'm not mistaken, it may be her mom who went to IAIA and learned to paint and took her place. But Pablita, the grandmother of this lineage, is a phenomenon. She is one of the painters that transformed not only who paints, but what they paint about. And so, you know, that's going to be just an absolutely brilliant, brilliant exhibition. And that Marguerite Bagshaw is here to talk about it is really one of the greatest gifts for me. Because it's painting, ceramic work, and bronze that she's made.
And I hope you can get her on the air in a few weeks. So we'll stay tuned for that, too. At the Santa Fe Farmers Market, there's some children events Saturday, tomorrow, and Sunday. Valentine's Day Tea Party, both at 11 a.m., with Annie Rose the Flower Fairy.
Hey,
free,
you know,
admission.
The flowers eat fairies.
You know?
Yeah.
It's good. It's good stuff. And then the Santa Fe Public Schools Inter-School Strings Concert is tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple. It's a collaborative project of the Santa Fe Schools, the Chamber Music Festival, the Youth Symphony Association, and the Concert Association. And there's string students from grades 2 through 12. And so they will be playing at the Scottish Rite Temple. For more information, 467, that's area code 505-467-2513.
Yeah,
and special shout out to the Scottish Rite Temple.
Exactly. Another really interesting exhibition is Richard C. Sandoval, who's been painting northern New Mexico for a very long time, and they're quite beautiful paintings. There's a retrospective up at McLarry Fine Art called Art from the Mountains, and definitely a little psychedelic, but but quite extraordinary and certainly worth stopping off to look at.
And in a completely not art-related thing, Impact Personal Safety is having a women's basic course coming up. That's Saturday and Sunday afternoons, February 18th and 19th, and then the following weekend, again, the 25th and 26th. There are payment plans, very generous scholarships for people who can't afford to take the whole pay for the whole course. No qualified aid candidate is turned away. And for more information, and there's other workshops too, children's workshops, all gender intro workshops, and so on, go to impactpersonalsafety.org. And they're a terrific organization. I can kind of vouch for them. I took that course a few years ago, and it definitely makes you feel just that little bit safer, and it definitely gets inside you in ways that are interesting.
And one of the things that we always forget is that you think that you're going to react a certain way in a moment of pressure, but that has to be a little bit reinforced and trained, because otherwise we do what we normally do, which is to freeze.
Tonight, nobody knows how they're going to, that's the thing,
exactly.
Nobody knows how you're going to react in an emergency.
Opening tonight at Rouge Cat is a phenomenal exhibition of photographs. They're the work of Michael Gutierrez, and he has this sort of secret formula that he has for making his photographs. He doesn't like to talk about it, but they're interesting, and I think that it's the kind of work that people ought to take a moment to go and look at. It's a different way of dealing with photography.
Excellent. And a week from today, just giving people the heads up in Taos, David Barsamian will be here talking about freedom of expression, the media, and democracy. David Barsamian is the host of Alternative Radio, and he will be at the Arthur Bell Auditorium a week from today. We'll announce that, and that's in the Harwood Museum. We'll announce it again next week, if I can remember. But for more information on that, go to culturalenergy.org.
There's lots of stuff happening this weekend. There's the Santa Fe Community Convention Dance Party that's happening from 7 to 10 on Saturday night.
Yeah, the Santa Fe Concert Association.
Yes, exactly, which should be just a groove, and I recommend that people think about doing that. And if you don't want to go dancing and being sort of swing dancey, there's a trio sonata that's being performed on Sunday as well, Sunday. Both Saturday and Sunday, I take that back, at the Immaculate Heart Chapel. So you got a little classical, sort of quiet, conceptual moment to stop and think. Leo Kottke is performing at the Lancic on...
Really?
Yes, Sunday. And
this
I got
Sunday?
Yes. I don't know why most people don't know about it.
I don't know that why either.
Leo Kottke is just this amazing guy who channels sort of old country blues players like Charlie Patton and Mississippi John Hurt, and he adds this very almost iconoclastic modern contemporary guitar over, you know, interpretation. It should be a great concert. So check out Leo Kottke. And if you want something totally on the other end of the spectrum, Rainbow Vision is having, if I'm not mistaken, a Valentine's Day celebration in their Rainbow Lounge on Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow night. It's a cabaret that's pretty fabulous. There's going to be a lot of people in drag and performances that are going to go, I think, right over the top in a rather direct and immediate way.
She says,
yes.
And there's a free film workshop for youth wanting to learn how to make a film. They're making short films about change. By the end of the first workshop, they will have hands-on training with cameras, film, and audio editing software. Lunch is provided. It's open to all Santa Fe youth, and it's tomorrow from 10 to 4 at Warehouse 21.
Another thing that's going on...
I don't know if there was a deadline on that, but, you know, check it out. Call. Okay, here's a telephone number. Oh, there was a deadline in the future? I don't know what's going on. Anyway, call Warehouse 21 or call... here's a cell phone number. It looks like a cell phone number. 819-9966.
I'm going to do some self-promotion here.
Yay.
On Monday night, the Santa Fe Art Institute is starting its... 2012 series of Half-Life Patterns of Change, which explores the connection between the visual arts performing arts and contemporary societal issues. And we're presenting a panel discussion and a screening of Acting Together on the World Stage, which is a documentary film that was made by the Theater Without Borders group. So we're doing a collaboration. And what we're going to have after the screening of Acting Together on the World Stage, and Acting Together on the World Stage is a documentary that gathers together a whole group of theater organizations around the world who use theater and use performance to answer and address conflict through creative expression.
Nice.
And the group that it will focus on is quite marvelous. Street performances by the Da Theater in Serbia, performances in that come from tales of refugees in the Netherlands, that are told through stage drama, truth-based collaborations between artists and victims of violence and oppression. And they've also got some examples in the film from the US, from Cambodia, from Uganda. And the film illustrates performance-based activism and storytelling that comes from the need to take horrible events and transform them into something that we can talk about, that we can engage
yeah.
in. So that's Monday night at the Tipton Hall on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. And the group, Theater Without Borders, comes out of a peace building and arts program at Brandeis University. So we'll have Daniel Banks and Roberta Levitau, who are the founders and now co-directors of Theater Without Borders. And Issa Niafaga is going to be one of the spokesperson, and Jorge de la Torre is going to be one of the spokespersons. And it should be an absolutely marvelous evening, and we'll have a little reception afterwards.
Monday night, 6 o'clock.
Monday night,
Tipton
6
Hall,
o'clock, Tipton
on
Hall.
On the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Yep.
Also known as SFUAD.
SFUAD. Yes, indeed.
Tuesday night, Valentine's Day, there is an incredible film at the CCA. It's part of their folk art cinema series, and it's called A Separation. It's an Iranian film, and the film actually screened at the Santa Fe Film Festival.
Yes,
and
it
did. I have ever increasing respect for the Santa Fe Film Festival because they last, when was it, October, November?
October, I think.
October.
It was.
They screened films that have now become some of the most important films of the
yeah.
year, like The Artist,
yes.
which stars a Jack Russell Terrier, among other people. And this film, A Separation, which is about, basically it's a family drama, but it is so emotionally complex, and there are undertones. Did you see it,
Yes,
Diane?
I did.
There's undertones of class, which, of course, we, as mostly non-Iranians watching this film, have maybe a little more trouble teasing out the details of what's going on. But it's basically about family and class and conflict and religion and all of those things woven into a drama that is one of the best written films I've seen.
It was beautiful.
In years. It's beautiful. It's fascinating.
And
it's at 7:30 on Tuesday, Valentine's Day next week at the CCA, and Kirk Ellis will be hosting it.
Yes.
The great screenwriter and essentially historian.
The Santa Fe Film Festival, now that Brett Kluwer is back and has a hand, is being transformed.
Yeah.
So this year, watch for it. Another thing that's going on that's pretty wonderful is Theater Grotesco and the Out of Context Orchestra is going to be performing Storm, and that'll run from February 17th to 26th. It's going to be at the CCA and the Munoz Waxman Gallery, and the opening night gala is next Friday night.
And there's, can I say one more thing,
yeah.
Very quickly, a documentary called Israel Versus Israel, which is, it follows four Jewish peace activists, a rabbi, a soldier, a grandmother, and an anarchist, and that is happening at 7 o'clock on the 15th and 16th of February. The director will be there in person.
Oh, I have a correction, thank you very much. There's a mistake. Luke Dorman's Superstore exhibition is at Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Okay.
Not at the community college. That was a mistake in the PASA. I apologize for that, but it opens tonight. So come on over to campus and check it out. Also, Sion Lee, who is this fabulous Korean pianist, is going to be performing at the Lenzic as part of the Santa Fe with the Santa Fe Symphony on Sunday, February 19th. It's an afternoon concert. It's the kind of concert you can bring your family to, performing at the Lenzic. So check that out. Get some music into your life.
And it's just about time to go. Don't forget Geist Cabaret at Pranzo. David Geist will be performing tonight with Todd Lowry, and tomorrow with Julie Trujillo and J.J. Frank. Diane Karp is the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is on the web at sfai.org. The number over there is 424-5050 in the 505 area code. And thank you so much for getting up at the crack of dawn.
What a pleasure to be here with you guys.
It was really fun.
It's so great to sit here and realize that for a small town, we've got some fabulous arts, culture, literature, films.
I know. There's. I mean, all the things we read today, there's no way that one human being can do even half of it.
Absolutely. And everybody in Santa Fe, we got to spread out and cover it. So everyone
right.
gets to be a representative for one of us.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at Santa Fe Radio Cafe, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And I'm at Twitter. I'm on Twitter at, at Radio Cafe MC. I'm still learning, getting the hang of Twitter. If anybody has any tips on that, you can write me an email. It's a new, very noisy, quick medium. I don't know. Anyway,